The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, let's go on with the Outdoors and Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
No, you're not. We were having technical difficulties, and I can't get the Comrex to connect. So we're going to keep trying that throughout the show, and maybe we'll have to give our illustrious engineer a call, because I think I have done something stupid, but you never know. We'll keep trying to connect, and we can't connect. I can't hear the station through my headset, I don't think. Nope, nothing there. And you can hear me on the phone, and we'll do the show on the phone. And that's a horrible way to do it, but that's what we're going to have to do. And maybe one of us should put a call into our engineer, maybe after the first hour, and see if we can get something fixed during the break. What do you think?
That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Maybe you could text him and, prepare him. But here we are on the Outdoors and Radio Show. It's, what is the date, August 9th? And we are, we're here as your welcome relief, hopefully, to all the politics and frou-frou-all that goes on around the country every day. We have things happening around the world. We have things happening around the country that, you know, are just, we just need a break from it. So, is there anybody on the line, Aaron?
Not right now.
All right. Well, let's talk about, we can talk about my week if you want. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly has gone online and actually has arrived in print. There's a major misprint on the cover, and I will tell you about that right now because I'm transparent. The bottom right-hand corner, and if you didn't know, you wouldn't notice it if you weren't paying attention, but it says fall of 2024. It is actually fall of 2025. So we're going to correct that on the online version. And the other thing we did was we forgot a major ad, and I will tell you about that ad right now. This is the Stars and Stripes Sporting Clay Shoot. It's Saturday, October 11th, 2025. Registration starts at 9 a.m. if you're a sporting clay shooter and want to take place and support the Kent County Republican Central Committee. I can give you details. I can give you a phone number. But we've got 50 targets plus lunch. It's Lewis class, individuals, and teams. There's a pig roast. There's a silent auction. And four shooters and station sponsorship is $400. Lunch is only $30. There are youth, 18 and under, ladies high gun awards or sponsorships available. And all this is at Schrader's Outdoors, 16090 Oakland Road in Henderson, Maryland. So if you'd like to go to the Sporting Clay Shoot and participate, it's Saturday, October 11th, 2025. And here is the phone number to call, 443-642-0403. That is an individual, so please give them the courtesy of sleeping in before you call. But that number is 443-642-0403. Anybody that would like to have this flyer with more information, I'll be more than glad to email that to you, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Here's another charity sporting clay shoot. It's called Connors Project. It's the 8th annual Connors Project sporting clay shoot. New location, well, it's not a new location. It's Pintail Point in Queenstown, Maryland. New this year, though, is 75 targets. It is Sunday, September 7th, start time at 10 a.m., followed by a crab feast. Individual shooters are $125. A four-man team is $500. Crab Feast tickets by themselves are $50, but if you'd like to do the whole thing, you can do the shoot and the Crab Feast for $125. Crabs, hot dogs, burgers, and all the stuff. Music by Lee Colby. Rennie Gay, local seafood entrepreneur and guide, Tidewater Guide Service, is the contact, 410-310-8317. And then we have the fishing contest coming up the next day, the Rockfish Tournament. Benefit the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center. It's a Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and Crab Feast. I'm going to that one. If you'd like to go and enter on the charter boat, $235 for single angler entry on a charter boat, $195 for a single angler entry on your personal boat. And if you want a Crab Feast ticket, it's $120. You give Talisman Therapeutic Riding folks a call, 443-239-9400. Or the website Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, therapeuticriding.org. Again, flyers are available. I'll be more than glad to send anyone or any all three of these flyers to you if you're interested in any of these events. Once more, Connor's Project Sporting Clays, Sunday, September 7th at Pintail Point. The next day, Monday, Rockfish Roundup, Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament with great prizes. And Crab Feast, September 8th, that's Monday, benefit Talisman Therapeutic Riding. I didn't tell you what Connor's Project benefits. Connor's Project benefits the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers with a very strong reason behind that. Connor was a young man who perished as a very, very young person who drowned, and the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers teach children to swim. Every bit of the money gets donated to Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers here in Talbot County. September 8th, the Rockfish Rodeo, and then October 11th, the Stars and Stripes Sporting Clay Shoot at Schrader's Outdoors to benefit the Kent County Republican Central Committee. So 410-382-9481 is the number here to contact me. The email address, if you'd like any of these flyers emailed to you, it's Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. com. My last name, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. And for today, we're giving away a Rockfish package from the folks at High Tide Lures, which would be Tacklebox Tim Sherman. If you entered last week, you're in. If you entered today, if you want to enter today, all you do is call 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. And he will be more than glad to sign you up. Name and phone number, first and last name. At the end of the month, last Saturday of the month, we will do the drawing by random selection. Somebody will win a nice tackle package. So everybody's been taken care of, as far as I know, that received their, that got their tackle packages for the last few months from Tackle Box Tim. So we should be in good shape. I'm going to try and connect again, Aaron, and see if anything happens.
Sounds good.
And it did not. I think you should probably text our buddy Eric and let him know what's going on here. All right. You did the first break, right?
Yes. Yes, we did.
All right. But we didn't do the live spots for Backyard Billy's, right?
No, we did not.
Okay. So the contact number here is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Our fine sponsor is Backyard Billy's. And if you are looking to make your backyard great again, we've got the place for you to go, and that's Backyard Billy's right there, exit 44B Evans Avenue, if you're coming from the bridge. Now, here's what you do. You stop by. When you pull in, you're going to be surrounded by sheds. I mean, you know, if you drive by from the bridge, you're going to see them before the exit. You're going to see Backyard Billy's backyard, and you'll see all that stuff sitting out there. You'll see storage sheds and greenhouses. You'll see pergolas. You'll see kids' gym sets. You'll see tables and chairs and a big array of Adirondack chairs in every color imaginable. You will see dog kennels and chicken coops, all of that in Backyard Billy's backyard. When you pull in and park, again, you'll see all the sheds. Eye level, you'll see all the tables and chairs. You can browse through that entire selection. And then when you go inside, if you go left, you're in the barbecue grill department. Behind the barbecue grills are the things that Hearth America sells, which is the stoves and the inserts, the freestanding wooden pellet stoves and the gas, electric, wood, or pellet fireplace inserts. So that's all there on the left side. If you go to the right, to the counter, you'll go into another huge room full of patio and even indoor furniture for your beach house or whatever, you know, your deck, and you will see just an array of everything amazing for outside and inside your home at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It is a destination. You need to visit the website, backyardbillys.com. The Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number, if you'd like to get in touch with them, is something you see on the website, is 410-8, or in person, 827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow, Route 50. That exit is 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. All about making backyards great again. We hope that you'll be able to make the trip. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. How am I coming through there, Aaron? Am I doing all right? We doing all right on the air with the phone contact?
Absolutely. It's not too bad. We're making the best out of a tough situation. You're not sounding bad at all.
Yeah, that's best we can do. So, all right, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you're going fishing or crabbing or hunting, Clyde Sports Shop has what you need. Hunting license are now on sale. Fishing license, of course, crab license. But for crabbing, they've got the open-top crab pots. They've got the rings in metal and cloth. They've got the nets. They've got the baskets with the lids, the wood baskets. They've got the plastic baskets. They've got the trot line and all the trot line accessories. They've got the crab steamers. They've got the crab spice, their own brand. For fishing, of course, it's rods and reels and line and tackle and live bait and frozen bait and even minnows, live minnows for those of you who like to fish with live minnows. So all of that is available for fishing, including, you know, circle hooks and, all kinds of rigs for rockfish. They've got the tandem rigs, the bucktails, the parachutes and all that, and everything else for every other kind of fishing. So it's a great place to stop. Of course, you know, firearms, optics, knives, anything you need for hunting as well. Archery muzzleloader, even CVA muzzleloaders and Hawk Optics are two great sponsors. So they've got those there at Clyde Sports Shop. So why not give them a call, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website, ClydeSportsShop.com. That's ClydeSportsShop.com. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself.
Get off right there.
On my way.
Feedback on the phone.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Alan? I missed that.
I was getting the delay feedback through my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still getting that?
All right. We'll finish it out.
My soul's in your hands, Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am.
All right. Was that the end of Chris right there?
Yes, it was.
I was hearing the feedback in the phone. But thank you, Chris, for asking for Jesus to help us in this situation. I think we need Jesus to wake up Eric, and that will happen. So everybody who wins a muzzleloader this year, which we're going to start giving away the end of September, October, November, will be equipped with a brand-new Hawk Optics rifle scope, which is the muzzleloader slug gun version of their scope. So we're going to promote them a little bit right now. So,
hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
For whatever you pursue, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3x9x40 straight wall marksman featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorites is the one we're giving away, and that's the Vantage 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope. The scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. Thank you, Hawk, for your wonderful sponsorship and your partnering with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Go ahead.
We have Chris in West Virginia is on hold, wants to talk
to you. All right. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. I guess you guys are soldiering on through your technical difficulties.
All we got to do, man, do it on the phone. Next week, challenge. Next week, we're broadcasting from Western Maryland, Garrett County, and last year, I don't know if anybody remembers when we were up there for the National Deer Association event, I had to do the same thing through the phone. So it has its challenges, but Aaron and I have worked together long enough that he kind of holds the fort down there in the station, and, you know, I just do the talking. So how have you been?
I've been fantastic, just working in the garden, canning, putting stuff up for the winter, and cool weather's been very nice.
Do you ever get back to Maryland?
Beg your pardon?
Do you ever get back to Maryland?
I haven't been back to Maryland for about 3 years now. Although I did have to go to Cumberland the other day. So, But back to Baltimore. Now, I got 5 dogs.
You what?
And I have 5 dogs.
Okay.
And it's hard to travel with 5 dogs.
Yeah, you can't travel when you can't leave them. I understand that. Yeah, I've got 3
here. Well, I have 5 dogs and 2 cats, so.
Oh, good grief. Well.
And I started off with 3, and then I got 2 because they weren't being cared for properly.
I understand.
And
So. I've got a.
Wasn't looking to have 5 dogs.
Right.
But the one, she's a young hound mix. I think she's about 2 years old now, and I got her from a guy here in West Virginia, and he had like 16 dogs already, and he called me up and asked me if I wanted this puppy. Well, my daughter said, yeah, we got to take it. So we took it. They took it back to Maryland, and it was just too much for them, so brought her down here, and she's she's my baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. So, yeah, mine are all sacked out for right now, which is a good thing. They're not jumping on me. Add to the issue of the fun here we're having at the during the broadcast. So, It's all good. It is all good, man. So
good. I wanted to ask you, how long have you always done the show from your home?
No. No, it's been about, let's see, I've lived here since 2017 in Easton, so it's probably been 5 years maybe, because the first year I lived here, I was traveling back and forth to the studio. And, you know, sometimes Robin would go with me, and I remember one memorable day, we had an ice storm between the time we got there and the time we left. The truck was covered with ice, and it was an adventure getting home. And, you know, in the summertime, it's even more of a challenge with the beach traffic. I mean, yesterday, I have no idea if it's White Marlin open or what it is. You know, couple weekends before the kids getting home, normal August traffic, I have no idea. But everywhere I went on the shore yesterday was traffic. And, you know, it was almost overwhelming at one point. So, you know, 50 between the three lights in just in Easton headed west. I'd been down in Salisbury coming back west. It was 15 minutes to get through the three lights here on 50 in Easton. So they put these lights on a special timing in the summertime during the holidays, or, you know, the holiday travel season. And the local people just wait at the lights when they've got to go somewhere, and that was where I was yesterday. So it just got to be almost too much. So,
oh gosh,
traveling
down there this weekend.
Yeah, traveling an hour and a half to the studio when I first moved here just became untenable after a while. So we went ahead and purchased this dynamic machine, which is a very expensive paperweight sitting here today. So, that's about it.
So it was the technological advances that enabled you to.
Yeah. I mean, the Palmrex.
Very good.
You know, there's been remote systems that have been in existence. I mean, 20 years ago, we were able to do remote, you know, broadcast. I mean, that technology was out there to connect you to the station. But the you know, the wireless is a good thing. I have good Wi-Fi here at the house. But, you know, I think I just had a glitch in the machine today, and I don't know what to do about it. So I may have to get it reset. So we'll see what happens. Because a reading
on a side note
there that I wasn't familiar with. What's that?
I said on a side note, been seeing a lot of turkeys lately, and still getting a couple of bears right here near the cabin, roaming around.
That's good. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that. So you got plenty of bears, and I'm in the bear lottery like I've always been. I don't know if I'll get drawn or not, but we'll see. You know, it was always fun for Robin to check my DNR ID number when the bear lottery came out, and it pleased her to no end. The one year I got selected while we were married, she was able to tell me, "You got a bear permit." So that was fantastic to do that. But, you know, things change, and we'll figure it out on our own. But I'll be up there next week, and if, you know, I'll try to make some arrangements to find some bear property in Garrett and Allegheny counties while I'm up there, like I usually do. You know, if
very
I get
good.
Picked. Now, there's a bonus on it this year. If you don't get picked in the initial drawing, there's 100 permits that they're going to draw for Frederick and Washington counties. So you have like a second shot at the lottery. If you don't get picked for the four counties, you can get picked for the two counties. And, I mean, we have measured some enormous bears from Washington County and Frederick County. So they're there. We know they're there.
Yeah.
Just getting access to them. And I have a property in Frederick County that I can hunt. So I'm very happy with being able to qualify for that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You never know.
Do they still let – I know a couple times I did it. Well, I did get chosen. Well, I didn't get chosen, but I don't know if they still do it this way. You could – if you got chosen – you could pick a second to go with you.
Yeah, you can pick two sub-permittees.
Yeah.
But only,
so now
only
you can
one
pick two.
Bear, well, but only one bear between everybody on the
yeah.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't get picked, do they give preferential preference points for the next drawing?
Yes, you do. You get preference points just like a drawing out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you do.
Well, good. I wish you luck on that.
Well, thank you. I've been telling the bear story from Frederick County that Laura and I, my bonus daughter Laura from Frederick, her and I were bear hunting, and I think it was the third or fourth day we were there on the hunt. We had we didn't put a ground blind up. We were just sitting on folding stools, folding chairs along a trail side by side. And we pulled in to park in the guy's property, and we parked between the chicken coop and his house, and we couldn't see the chicken coop because it was so dark, but we could see the house. They had the porch light on, and the lady came out, and she let the dog out, and the dog jumped off the porch and immediately jumped back up on the porch and got in the corner of the porch. And I said, "Did you see that?" And Laura said, "Yeah." I said, "There's something out here that the dog does not want to come off of that porch for." And she said,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, and I think I know what it is." I said, "Yeah, because the bears had been hitting the chicken coop and actually been on the guy's porch, but the dog indicated that there was something around." So we knew, something was up. So Laura rolled her window down in her little Honda pickup truck, and she said to me, "I hear something walking up there by the chicken coop." I said, "Okay, that's cool." So it got closer to time, and we still had 15, 20 minutes of dark to walk into our stand before legal shooting time. And it was very simple. You walk down the driveway and cut into the woods there, and the trail was not far into the woods. And we got on our stools and, our headlamps, turned our headlamps off and just kind of waited. And you could kind of see, but it was not even legal shooting time yet, about 10 minutes to go, and I promptly fell asleep. And I wake up to, "Alan, I'm like, "What?" And she did the finger thing. "There's something walking," and pointed to her ear. She heard something walking. I'm like, "Okay." So I woke up, and I also heard something walking. And just then I heard from the top of the ridge down towards us on the trail, and I thought, "Oh, that dog followed us out here," because he hadn't gone in yet. He was a big boxer, black boxer with a white face. And the closer it got, the less I saw of a white face. And all I heard was, and I could see this thing coming. So I knew it was a bear coming. And it skidded to a stop about 12, 15 feet away, if that. And, put on the brakes. I could see its front legs come out and, just hit the ground first and skidded to a stop. And Laura moved her gun rather quickly toward it, I thought, towards it, and it swapped ends, and up the trail it went, and off, and we heard bear feet all over the place. We'd had a sow and two pretty good-sized cubs in there, and we heard woods just blew up with things running away. Well, it wasn't until 2 years later when I was telling Laura the story. She says, "What bear are you talking about?" I said, "The one that came down the trail that I thought was a dog." She said, "I didn't even see that bear." I said, "What are you talking about? You swung your gun." She said, "I swung the gun at the bear that was right behind you." She said, "If you'd have swung your arm around, you'd have hit that bear in the face."
Holy cow.
I said, "There were two?" And she said, "Yeah, there were two. I didn't see the one you saw, and I certainly didn't see the one she saw." So we had two bears within 10, 15 feet of us. And no chance for a shot during the middle of bear season. So, but that was fun. That was a fun adventure. I like telling the story. So.
That's a good story.
Yep. There we are. Yep.
I used to work for UPS.
Yes, sir.
And me and this guy, we used to run up to New Stanton, driving tractor trailers. We'd go up to New Stanton, and on the way back,
right.
I don't know if you know where Town Hill is.
Certainly, I know where Town Hill is. Yeah, I know where New Stanton is.
Okay, so we would stop. There was a truck stop at the top of Town Hill, and we'd stop up there, and there's public hunting lane up there. We'd go on a walk up there and walk back down just to get some exercise. And we were going out there one day, and the lady was sitting in her car. She said, "You guys be careful, because I saw a bear up there." So I said, okay. We said, okay. So we started up. I said to this guy, I said, "You know how to do a bear call." He said, "Do you really?" I said, "I do." So we'd walked up, and we're walking back down. I said, "Here, I'll show you that bear call." And I got down on my knees, and I go like this. I go, "Here, bear, here, bear." So he starts cussing me and stuff like that. So we're walking back down. Well, it wasn't 10 minutes later. Sow and three cubs.
Oh, man.
Came walking across the trail right in front of us. The cubs were close enough. I could have taken a rock and just chunked it at it and hit it right in the head. So I told a guy, I said, "Just stop. Just freeze." So he stopped. And they just moseyed on away and just went on away. And I said, "There, you were cussing me about my bear call, but you see how well it worked?"
Right. Absolutely.
So.
Well.
So that's my story about bears.
Yeah.
And that's a true story, too.
I've never tried a predator call, but people do call bears with a predator call. You know, they will exercise some curiosity when it comes to a wounded rabbit call or something like that. So I've got
sure, they are a very curious animal, so.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I haven't tried that.
Curiosity killed the bear.
What's that? Yeah, curiosity. Exactly.
That's it.
Indeed.
All right, Alan, I'm going to get off here and let somebody else talk at you.
Thank you, buddy. You have a good day. Appreciate it.
You as well, and I'm going to say good morning to my buddy Teddy, and I did like your bumper music there. So have a good one, Alan.
All right, man. Thank you.
We have Tackle Box Tim on hold as well, Alan.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How is everything?
Not so good. I mean, I'm broadcasting from my phone today and not my big expensive piece of equipment here.
I did hear a bit of a tin can sort of feeling this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of tin canny, but that, you know what? You do what you have to do to make it work, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I want to reach out and say congratulations to Bob from Chester for winning the bass package. Hopefully he received it yesterday.
Good. I hope so. Maybe he'll call. We'll see what happens. So, you have a, what, striped bass package coming up the end of this month?
Striped bass package, two topwaters, you see what else, a couple of X-Trap lipless rattle baits, and couple of what I call naked bladed jigs.
Yeah, naked bladed jigs. Put your own skirt or your own piece of plastic on there. That's great.
Yeah. For some reason, and it's been years now that we've done it, rockfish stripers, they do not like a skirt on a chatterbait, but they will eat one if it's just got the little paddle tail on the back of it.
Right.
It may be different in other places of the bay, but here on the upper bay, rarely, if ever, have we caught a rockfish on one that's got a skirt on it.
Like a, you mean like a spinnerbait or something like that?
Yeah, it's crazy because I have caught numerous rockfish on spinnerbaits that's got the skirt on it.
Right. And that's what a parachute basically is, or a tandem rig or something like that is usually has some kind of skirt on it. So
it's
crazy.
I have.
And the purpose of the skirt is to give that bait more of a, as it comes through the water, it looks more like the body of a bait fish coming through the water. You know,
more of a bait fish, and gives it just a little bit of a bulk too.
Right.
Other than just that paddle tail body, but I don't argue. I just give them what they want.
That's right. Don't argue with them. If they're eating something without a skirt, don't give them a skirt. So, well, good. I'm glad you called in and shared what we're giving away, and we'll do that at the end of the month if you're here. If you're not, I'll do it again, and we'll figure out who gets what. How's that sound?
It sounds good. And last week, Alan, my perch, I couldn't find them. Not at all.
Find them.
And when I did,
I'll tell you who found them. Lee found them.
I know who found them because he called me.
He did.
He did, and he said, I got information on where they are, so went out from Bear Creek instead of going into the outer harbor, so my next venture will be inside the Key Bridge.
Well, there you go. Good.
To go track them down.
Well, good luck to you.
Yep, I appreciate that. He found them out in front of the cannons where I took you and Jake years ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, just give that spot out to everybody so it gets crowded. All right, Kill, I gotta let you go.
I got you. Have a good afternoon and talk to you soon.
You too. All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I will be, where am I going this afternoon? I'm already dressed. I couldn't sleep. I showered and got dressed this morning. As soon as I get out, as soon as the show wraps up, I'll be flying out of here. I think I'm going to Cecil in Harford County today with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and get that leg taken care of. And next week there'll be a Baltimore leg, and there'll be a Western Maryland leg, and there'll be a Southern Maryland leg, and Delaware's got a couple places there. I just didn't want to venture down there yesterday or today with the amount of traffic that was headed towards the beach. I've got to go down to lower Sussex County down towards the beach and get those out. And then Middletown's another shot that we'll make next week. So it's going to be a fun week distributing the quarterly. It's a good quarterly this time, too. We've got some great deer stories in there. And the Black Bear Lottery, the number two muzzleloader Sika Stag, the number two crossbow, non-typical whitetail, youth gobbler with a bow, and then one of our cover photographers, Josh Montgomery, won the inaugural DNR Waterfowl Photo Contest, and he's featured in there, too, with the two covers that his photos were on in 2024, which was the spring and the winter issue. Similar photo to the one he won the contest with. So, you know, a lot of good things going on. Ducks Unlimited is working with us. National Wild Turkey Federation is working with us. National Deer Association up there in Garrett County is working with us. So, you know, we're just happy for the new folks in Delaware. There's a dozen or 13 advertisers from Delaware. Chop Tank Electric put their Don't Shoot the Lines ad in there for the dove hunters. So we're just enjoying kind of a revival of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Very happy about it. So why don't we take our last break? And I'll tell you folks about Backyard Billy's, and that would be right there on Kent Island, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is where you find them. And I got a question. Like we did, there's a beautiful fireplace sitting in this room that has been converted to a gas fireplace insert. And we shopped because we knew what we wanted. We shopped and shopped and shopped. We finally settled on Backyard Billy's because they had the best selection, the friendliest and most informative personnel, and the best price. So why not? They helped with the installation. There's a beautiful stone background there all the way to the ceiling. They helped with the mason. He put the hearth on, he put the mantle on, did the chimney work, they did the installation of the fireplace insert, and we've been blessed with great service ever since. You know, follow-up and service has been wonderful, and the convenient remote control. I mean, if it gets chilly in here, I hit the remote control, turn the gas fireplace on for a few minutes, take the chill off, and, you know, it's already set remotely. So it comes on when it gets to a certain temperature in here. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And why do we say electric? Because some housing development communities will not allow you to have gas or wood or insert in your community in the HOA. So electric is just fine. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather, and it's coming sooner than you think, that's for sure. So the specifics are backyardbillies.com. Hearth America itself has a Facebook page. That's a division of Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500, 410 727-4500 if you see something online that you want to have a question about. Backyard Billy's in Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the Bay Bridge. That's Evans Avenue exit in Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. That means we're going to take a break for the news, and I'll be right back after the news. I'm going to try and call our engineer during the break, and hopefully we'll get this connection thing fixed, and if not, we'll get it fixed after the show. So get out, stay safe. Remember, your family is the most important thing in your life. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the news.